Some things shouldn't be transparent, like stop signs. But what you pay for should always be clear, like Hiller's True Transparency Pricing, always clearly itemized and never any hidden fees. Because you have the right to know what you're paying for. For more information, visit happyhiller.com/true-transparency-pricing. Happy you'll be, or the service is free.
Call the Happy Face Truck today.
HL powered by the Tennessee Lottery on 104.5 The Zone. Brent Doherty, Mickey Ryan, Don Davenport with you. Tennessee blasted Kentucky on Saturday, 71-52, returning the favor. Kentucky punched Tennessee in the face repeatedly in Lexington a couple of weeks ago. Tracy Wolfson joins us now. She was on the sidelines. Tracy, these guys think I'm a little graphic with my descriptions of that game in Lexington.
I mean, they basically did, though. I mean, complete domination from the start. I mean, it was shocking. I mean, I thought that Tennessee actually would come away with the win, just being at home, having the crowd, having kind of that revenge factor and, you know, the chip on your shoulder. But I didn't expect it in that manner.
I've covered that program a long time. I did not know this stat. That was the first top 10 matchup between Tennessee and an opponent in Thompson Bowling Arena ever. Can you believe that?
It's unbelievable. What a scene it was. It was their fifth sellout of the season, which is the most for them in history. I mean, I think that's pretty incredible, too. And so they got a really good thing going there.
Tracy Wolfson with us, at Tracy Wolfson on Twitter.
Tracy, you look at the games, and you got a blowout in Kentucky for Kentucky and a blowout in Tennessee for Tennessee. So are we even at this point? You just want to see them play again in Nashville, maybe?
I know. That would be great if they can play again in that SEC tournament. You know, I think it's going to be a big difference when you have Reed Travis back, if he gets back, because I think that is where Kentucky gets that edge, and they just couldn't do anything. And then their bigs got into trouble and foul trouble. P.J. Washington got into foul trouble. And I think, you know, they're not going to come out and say, you know, that's why we lost, but I think that was a big reason why at least they lost by the way they did.
One name, Tracy, that sticks out after that game, Jordan Bone, and they are such a different team when they get that Jordan Bone that you saw this weekend.
Yeah, and you know, we spoke to Rick Barnes before the game in the locker room, actually, and he said Jordan Bone needs to come up big. And he kind of knew that they needed to have that kind of game from him, and him going against Higgins and just kind of taking control, because you know that the number one goal for Kentucky is to take Grant Williams away, and that, you know, Admiral Schofield wasn't even having a good shooting performance. So Jordan Bone just came out defensively, offensively, and he just completely controlled that game from the start. And, you know, we had a chance to speak with him afterwards. I hadn't had a chance to meet him actually before that, but, you know, just a good kid, a really hardworking guy. And for him to have that kind of game just really gives not only him, you know, the confidence, but just Tennessee knowing now, you know, they really have three tremendous scorers on their team.
You've been surprised by the success ultimately that Rick Barnes has had at Tennessee, because I would certainly say there were many that didn't see that coming.
There were a lot. Yeah, you're right. There were a lot of doubters in mine. But, you know, I'm not surprised. He was successful at Texas, and the way he comes in and relates to the players and makes it a family atmosphere, he gets these guys. Not one of them was, you know, within inside 125 ranked out of high school. Like, yeah. You looked at that Kentucky team, and I think it was every one of them. You know, Noah McDonald's All-Americans. And what he's been able to do and get the best out of these guys. And they're really, the chemistry is what he told us really sticks out on this team. And that says a lot. And that really stems from your head coach.
Did you get a vibe out of that group that might be different than other groups you've been around? Because you talk about, you know, no top 100 players, and these are self-made dudes, and like Schofield didn't have another Power 5 offer, and Grant Williams was going to go to the Ivy League, perhaps, and ended up at Tennessee. Really smart musician and all of those things. They just seem like such a different group.
Yeah, you know, I wish I had, more time to really be around them on these regular season games. We don't. But, you know, just from what I can tell and watching from practice and talking to Rick Barnes, I think that's what you get out of this group. And they're a veteran group. You know, they're just a little bit more mature, and they're in it for the right reasons. And they know they kind of are all playing with a chip on their shoulder that they've just kind of grown up with. And again, to look who they're playing against, you know, especially when it comes to a team of, you know, Kentucky that, you know, everyone knows every one of their names and they're just one and done players. And here they are. And so I think that's kind of a rallying cry for them. And it does, it brings them closer together. And their stories, you mentioned it, you know, being a musician and, you know, they're just tremendous stories surrounding this team. And so I think it really allows you to root for them as well.
Tracy Wolfson, our guest. Tracy, when you were doing your prep for the game and you were talking to Cal, what did you get the sense about what he thinks of this particular Kentucky team? Because you mentioned there's always a lot of turnover and a lot of transition, and the complexion of that team can really change from year to year.
Yeah, he really likes this team. I think he sees a lot of potential in them. I think he knows when they're all playing together, when they're all out on that field, when they're all, you know, when they're at full strength. I think that's the key. I think he had mentioned this is one of the best shooting teams he's ever had. And that's, you know, that says a lot. But, you know, I think what he saw from his team in Tennessee, he basically called it selfish. I think it was a little bit of not really what he expected. And what he told me coming out of half is he felt they were intimidated by the environment. And now you get that a lot from Cal when he coaches these young, you know, teams, and he always blames kind of the fact that they're babies, as he would call them. But he doesn't use that as an excuse with this team, which is interesting. And that was the first time he said he feels as though his team was intimidated in an environment and that they allowed it to get to them. And so I think that's kind of how we've used this team, actually, is they're not just a bunch of young freshmen learning as they go. I think he actually puts them a little bit in a higher standard. You know, and they have, again, we go back to Reed Travis, who kind of has that experience. He's just not on the court right now. But I think this is a different Kentucky team with, you know, obviously a lot of potential to make a big run in the tournament.
It's interesting. The Tennessee players kind of joked and made fun of the fact that, oh, they're afraid of PJ Washington, what Tyler Hero had said. But Cal never seems like the type of guy who would tell his kids to back down or don't say. I mean, he told the fans at one point, hey, don't chant overrated when they blew out Tennessee at home. But he really seems to let his kids be who they are, though.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, he did. You're right. He came out and he told the fans don't do that. But he does let them. And you know what? It would be, it'd be remiss for me not to bring up PJ Washington, as you just did, because he's one of those guys who came back. An awkward situation when you're on a team of one and done and you're the only one who's not coming back, basically. And there's a lot of pressure there. Like, why am I not going? You know, like, is everyone going to look at me like I'm just not good enough? And I think there's probably a lot to that. And so he had a lot of time to talk with his father and his family. And it was important for him to go through that process and come back and realize, you know, I need another year. And while that's hard when you look around, you see your teammates all going, you know, onto the NBA, I think that, you know, he was able to come back, obviously, you know, more conditioned, a better shooter, and also just a better leader in making this his team. And I think that's a big reason why this Kentucky team is not necessarily the ones you've seen in the past, where they have this youth that you never know which team is going to come out from week to week.
Tracy, great stuff. It was good to see you on the sideline, and we will chat again as we roll through March.
Appreciate it. Thanks, guys.
All right. At Tracy Wolfson, CBS Sports Reporter, does a great job. She's done like a million Final Fours.
I can't wait.
She was on the sideline when that Louisville dude broke his leg.
Oh, yeah. Remember she's that? Talked about that.
That guy finished.
Just how brutal.
Georgia State. What was his? Oh, gosh.
Cal said this about. See, I think you could make the argument that certainly Tennessee needed that. I think Kentucky did too, honestly. Cal said, quote, I'm loving my team. This is a great lesson. You get punched in the mouth. This is the time to grow up and bring something to the table. Collectively, we know we need each other. So maybe that's the point he was trying to drive home. You guys need each other. You can't do it individually. And maybe this is the lesson that he'll use to prove that to them.
That was the kind of stuff that Barnes said after they went to Kentucky and lost. He used the word selfish.
Two fascinating teams, honestly.
Kevin Ware was that player, by
Kevin
the way.
Ware.
Not bad. Good pull.
I was there when that happened, too, in that Final Four.
Yeah, that was brutal.
In Atlanta. 615-737-1045 is always the number. Great way to get us on Twitter, at 3HL1045. Vanderbilt basketball coach Bryce Drew will join us next. That's coming up, 3HL1045 The Zone.